This is Jody Apple.
You are, of course, familiar with the song, Jesus Loves Me. That children's song goes as follows. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. And the refrain three times repeats, Jesus loves me, followed by, the Bible tells me so. Two very quick observations about that song and the thoughts contained within it as we begin. For the Bible tells me so indicates, first, the fact of Jesus' love for all humanity. But that expression, for the Bible tells me so, also indicates, second, the extent, that is, the depth of Jesus' love for all humanity. We need to understand that Christ's love for us is relational. It is related to the Father's love for the Son. It is related to the Son's love for the Father. It is related to Christ's love for the first century apostles. And it is also related to the apostles' love for the Christ, as well as the apostles' love for God the Father. Because of all of these other relationships, God loved the apostles. But it is not only related to God's love for the apostles, but also just why, how, and how much both God the Father and Christ the Son loved us, even us. In today's lesson, we will continue our study of the eight distinct aspects of divine love. Divine love that originated in the very nature of God, obviously, but divine love that must be returned, reciprocated, and reflected in God's people, first, toward God the Father and God the Son, but also, second, toward all God's creatures made in His image, that is, to the rest of humanity. Before we get in to our sixth point, which is Jesus' love for man, we want to return to our fifth point, that is, man's love for God and for Christ. We noted that in a very general way in our lesson yesterday, but we want to note it in a very specific way today by noting both Old and New Testament passages that demonstrate that our love for the Father and for the Son is demonstrated in a very unique way. Here's what it is. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments. We emphasized yesterday that it's not enough for us to realize that God loves the Christ and that the Christ loves the Father and that both of them love us. It's also that we must reflect that love, return that love, reciprocate that love to the Father and to the Son, but not just generically, not just broadly, but specifically. These passages in both the Old and the New Testament teach us that those who love God, those who love Christ, do the will of the Father and the Son. That was Deuteronomy 7:9. Look at Deuteronomy 19:9. And if you keep all these commandments and do them, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and to walk in His ways, then you shall add three more cities for yourself besides these three. In this context, it's referring to how God would reward ancient Israel because they loved the Lord, but also because they walked in His ways. Notice Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 16. And that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commandments, His statutes, and His judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. This verse and verse 20 of Deuteronomy chapter 30 that says that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling to Him, for He is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. Both of those verses, verse 16 and verse 20 of Deuteronomy chapter 30, a part of the great series of lessons presented by Moses immediately prior to the children of Israel entering the land of Canaan. Notice what he did. He reminded them not only generally to love the Lord their God, but specifically to demonstrate that love by means of being obedient, that is, submissive to him. Joshua, the next leader of the children of Israel, said the same sort of thing in the closing chapters of the book that bears his name. Chapter 22, verse 5, "But take careful heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, to hold fast to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." Nehemiah, in chapter 1 and verse 5, says something similar. "And I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments." Daniel said the same sort of thing in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 4. "And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him and with those who keep his commandments." Now, all of those passages from Deuteronomy, Joshua, Nehemiah, and Daniel are definitely Old Testament passages. But listen to these next three. 1 John 2:5, "But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him." Chapter 5, verse 2 of 1 John. "By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments." And the next verse, 1 John 5:3, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." So, we noted this. Generally speaking, we must love God. But specifically speaking, our love for God must be demonstrated by our willing surrender to his word and to his will. Let's move on to the next point, Jesus' love for mankind. Let's begin by looking in John chapter 11 and verse 3. "Therefore the sisters," that's the sisters of Lazarus, "said to him, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." And in verse 5, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus." And then later, in the context of the resurrection of Lazarus, the Jews saw Jesus' concern for this family, and they remarked, "See how he loved him." It is obvious, of course, from this and many other passages, that Jesus loved his followers. Indeed, he loved all humanity. In John chapter 13 and in verse 1, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end." Sometimes specific aspects of Jesus' love are noted when we see him referring to a specific individual in a special way. In John 13:23, "Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved." John 19:26 and 27, "When Jesus was on the cross, he saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by. He said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home." That indicates that this man, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was going to be responsible for his mother. Who was that man? Read a little further. In John chapter 20 and verse 1, "Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." In John 21 and verse 7, "Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had removed it, and plunged into the sea." Notice the closeness in 21, that is, chapter 20, verse 1 of John, and chapter 21, verse 7, to Peter and the apostle whom the Lord loved. And we notice another association in Luke 22, verse 8. And he sent Peter and John, go and prepare the Passover for us that we may eat. These passages demonstrate the likelihood that the apostle whom Jesus loved was John. But notice also, Jesus had love for all of the apostles and all who followed him. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you, John 15:9. 4 verses later, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. A principle and a practice that would become reality in the life of Christ in the next day. In John 17, verse 26, Jesus said, and I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Thank you so much for listening today.